name of Christ my Savior. Please open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, that's where we're going to read this morning. And the title of this message is God at Work.
And I'm
aware that you were expecting us to go through one of the I Am's sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ also today, but I have decided that we should look at this text that we will be encouraged this morning. So this morning, I want you to take this message and keep it to you as a personal message, something that speaks to you, something that is not for you to think it's for someone else rather than you. I want you to draw some encouragement from this text this morning. Philippians chapter
1, verse 6. Philippians chapter number 1, verse 6.
ESV kundeka kanje. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And may the good Lord bless the reading of his word. I am sure that he who has begun a good work in you shall bring it to completion at the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. What comes in your mind when I say God is at work? If someone will come to you and say, come to our church, come and see, God is at work, what is your expectation? What is your immediate interpretation of that phrase, God is at work? So when you tell people these days that God is at work, there are so much expectations. Many, they expect miracles and wonders. People are expecting to receive jobs. People are expecting to receive marriages, business opportunities, maybe promotions at work, because we are saying God is at work. Actually, there is a lying, foolish, hypocrite, demon-possessed woman on TV who calls herself a preacher, who's actually saying she's praying for bank cards that people may have a lot of money, and she's claiming that God is at work.
She gives
people oil to anoint themselves for luck and to find a job or to have a good interview. Unfortunately, nobody gets to be called for an interview. But that is what people are expecting when you are saying God is at work, that they may have money in the bank. And I can assure you, my friend, that is witchcraft. But then, here in this text, we immediately see that there is something different that God is doing when we are saying God is at work.
kunento ehlukile ke uNkulunkulu ayenzako uma sithi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza.
Here the Apostle Paul is speaking with confidence, saying that God is at work.
UMpostoli Paul ake la ukhuluma ngesiqiniseko ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza.
He is speaking with assurance, he is saying that the progress and the fruit of these believers in the church of Philippi is at the hands of God. It depends in the grace of God.
Ukuthi-ke izimpilo zenu bantu basefilipi zisesandleni zakankulunkulu.
And we immediately learn then where to put our confidence. We immediately learn where to put our trust. And that is in the hands of God. So for the progress of this church, the growth of this local assembly, we will depend, we are depending, we are looking at the grace of God. The progress of your spiritual life, your own growth in the Lord, we must trust, you must depend in the Lord. The confidence must be in the Lord, and the question is why? One verse, there are four things that I want us to deal with this morning. Four things that will show us, four things that will prove to us that God is at work regardless of what our eyes see.
Zineke izinto esizozikhipha kuleli verse silifundile ukuthi ngikungani sithi uNkulunkulu usemsebenzini.
Remember, I'm preaching this message that you may be encouraged this December.
Usumale nomlayezo ukuthi
I'm preaching this message so that there should be something of a, some kind of a New Year's resolution in your life based on what I will say this morning. I want you to think with me and remember this. As a church, we look back to the beginning of the church. I remember when we started preaching in this place, we preached for almost 8 months, going house to house, preaching to people before we even started to have a formal gathering.
And
I remember the people of Olivet saying to us, now it is time we start gathering together. We love what we hear from you guys. Let us have a church now. There was 26 people in the book, people who said, we belong to Christ, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we accept what we have said, come, let's have church. 26 people we had in the book.
There were 26 abantu abacela ukuthi qaleni madoda leli bandla
liyadinga. We dragged and we dragged, but they forced us. And by the grace of God, we started. And the first day, we announced that we will meet the next day, the next week. The first week, the first day we came together, none of them came. It was month end. We thought maybe they went somewhere to buy groceries. Then we came the following week, three people came. It was Ma, Makarabo, and Bamonyaki, and Kuleng, and the two is no longer with us. But yeah, three people came out of 26 people. We went back to the houses to speak to the people. They acted as if they never knew us. But maybe you look back, not that far, you look back to this year. You remember the faces of the people that were with us and you don't see them anymore. They have gone back to the world. They have loved the world rather than loving Christ. Maybe, and just maybe, that discouraged you. It is a very discouraging thing. Maybe it does discourage you. But maybe you look at your own personal life in the Lord. You see there's so many failures in your personal life. You have failed the Lord in many ways, and death, maybe death, discourages you. I want you to have this encouragement this morning. that God is at work. I'm going to prove to you that God is at work. So the first thing that we draw from this text that I've read this morning to is that this work is initiated by God. This work is begun by God.
And
in discussing that this work is initiated by God, we will also find out what is this work I am talking about. So point one, find the school you're writing down. This work is initiated by God. So we look at the beginning of this church of Philippi. Now the Apostle Paul is writing them this letter. He is sitting in prison, in chains, and in suffering, but is writing with great joy. He's looking at the fruit of the church and is looking back to see the difficult times, how the church began, this humble way in which the church began. We see patience, we see endurance, we see dependence in the Lord taking a very significant role in the formation of this church of Philippi. The Bible tells us that when Paul came to Philippi to preach, he found no synagogue. There was no place in which people go and commit themselves to worship God, maybe falsely, but at least worshiping God in some way. There was no established where people will go and bow down and worship God in truth and in spirit, in a place in which Paul himself would go and at least preach the gospel to the people in the synagogue. There was nothing like that. I don't even have time. I wish I can share with you the first house that we went to in this area, me and Brother Jacob. The first house, what we experienced in this place. And it is across this street. Let me just give you a glimpse. We come in there, we knock, and everybody is busy, and they accept us in, and we sit down, we're telling them we are here to preach. The wife belongs to St. John. Belongs to Roma, the Roman Catholic Church. And the father is from ZCC.
Baba, ZCC.
The children are from St. John. And in his house they are selling alcohol. That's the bitterness that we have seen. That is why we stick to this place. So the Apostle Paul comes and he finds no synagogue. And he walks around the village. There's nobody acting at least like he wants to worship God. You may be discouraged. But the Bible tells us that later on, I don't know if it was the same day but or the next day, but later on Paul walks around the city and he found a group of women praying by the riverside. You know, there's something special about women. I'm not going to go there. But he finds these women praying by the riverside. And by the grace of God, the Bible tells us that a lady named Lydia, God opened her heart and she received the gospel with great joy. And this lady opened her house to Paul. You get that in Acts chapter 16, if you were wondering. But then, that was the first convert. It was not easy. And later on, not the same day maybe, but later on, we are told that a slave girl with a spirit of divination was set free by the grace of God. Paul rebukes the spirit.
Pushike nowesifazane owayeboshwe umoya wobungoma. UPaula amthandazela bese waphuma loyo moya.
She became a second convert.
Waba ngophendukawo.
That is still Acts 16, right?
Acts 16 loyo.
But then this lady, this young girl, was working for some influential people who went to convince the leaders of the city, the rulers, to arrest Paul and Silas. By the grace of God, we are told that in the very prison where they put them, by the great and marvelous grace of God, a jailer, that's what we can call this day, a warden, the person looking after the prison, was miraculously saved by the power of God.
Baboshiwe khona lapho umgcini ziboshwa waphenduka aphenduka ngamandla kaNkulunkulu.
He became the third convert, and later on his whole household was saved.
Wabake ngowesithathu ophendukako kanye nomndeni
wakhe. And I want you to notice then, there is this common denominator between these three believers that I have just mentioned to you, and the common denominator is the fact that God's work in them was the salvation of their souls.
Kunento-ke efanako kulama convents ukuthi into bayithola ukusindiswa kwemiphefumulo.
We see God's work, or we see God at work when a sinner is turned into a saint.
Lapho-ke isoni sesiphenduka siba yikholwa.
That is the definition of this work of God I'm talking about this morning.
Yikho-ke loyo umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
The salvation of the souls.
Ukusindiswa kwemiphefumulo.
Which no one can do. But God, through Christ Jesus our Savior. John chapter 6 verse 29 says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So the work of God is that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is working in us that we may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What grace is this? God initiates this work of salvation in our hearts. God initiates this work of regeneration in the hearts of the people. That's why my first point says, God initiates this work. It is God who begins this work.
So
if you look at yourself this morning and you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should know that God began this work in you. Which is why then the salvation of the people of Olivet can only work if God is at work. Only when God is at work. The progress, the growth of this church is in the hands of God. As long as one sinner turns into saints, God is at work. We see the work of God in that way. But then there are evidences of this work of God in every believer. There should be a newness of life. So the encouragement is that you don't save yourself, God saves you. So God cares about you, God loves you, God works in you, that you may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is also evidence of this work of God that must be seen in your life as a Christian.
Kanjalo-ke lo msebenzi uqalwe nguNkulunkulu kodwa kunezinto eziyobonakalisa ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu useqalile.
There should be a change.
Kufanele kube nenguquko.
The person that you were in 2012, where we met you in 2012, you should be different today if God is at work in you.
Awuphinde ube yilo muntu esahlangana naye ngo-2012, kufanele kube umuntu ohlukile.
The day you consider yourself to be the day where you were saved, then you are telling us that there has been a dramatical change from that day up to today.
Loko kuyasho ukuthi ke kube nonguquko enkulu eyenzekile
So the Apostle Paul also is writing with great joy here because he sees some evidences of the work of God, of the work that God has begun in the life of this Christian. He's seeing some evidences.
And
that great evidence is that they were partnering with him in the ministry. They were partnering with him in the gospel. They were partnering with him in the gospel in two ways. They were supporting him while he was still in prison. They gave him everything to sustain him in prison. But above all, as a community of believers, together as one, they partnered with Paul to preach the gospel. They were laboring with the Apostle Paul in the proclamation of the gospel, in the preaching of the gospel to other people who have not come to Jesus. They were engaged in personal evangelism. They were engaged in proclaiming and defending the gospel. If you read chapter number 1 of the book of Philippians, so this was a united church. This was a committed church to the gospel. This was a church that looked at themselves and said, we have the work of God that has begun in us, so we must show some evidences of this work of God. Their commitment was evident. They were praying together as a church. They found joy to be together as the church. They found joy to be together. They studied the word of God together. And the question that I have as a person is that you? Is that what we are joyful about as a church this morning? Is that what we are doing? Are we showing some evidence that God has begun a good work in us? Are we committed? Are we faithful? Are we obedient to the Lord? Are we supportive to the work of the ministry? Are we available? Are we usable by God? Are we involved in the life of the church? Because that is what is expected when God has begun a good work in us. Another thing that this text might say, which I don't want to go through, is that you did not save yourself. So there is a life of God in you. And there is a God expectation then in you. God has begun something in your life. The question is, do you see that? But the second thing that we see in this text, actually in this verse that we have read this morning, is that this work of God is in you. It says, he who has begun the good work in you. This work is in you.
So
because as Christians, this is what we normally think. The work is for us. Meaning that Christ died for us. Christ died that we may be set free. Christ died that we, the wrath of God may be satisfied for us. Christ was crucified for us, that we may have life and have it to the fullest. We believe that it is true. For us, he has done all these great things. But he has also died that there should be something that remains in you as a sort of a seed. There is something in you, something in you that is infused in you. A life is in you. So we are carrying the life of God in you. that you may do according to his will and good pleasure. So something needs to begin to come out of you. You must have this new character. So something that must come from the inside and show on the outside, because God is at work and this work is in you. To begin to have the ability to do the will of God. We begin to desire to do the purposes and follow the statutes and commandments of God. We do not continue in sin. We do not continue in the stubbornness of the heart. We do not continue in rejecting the counsel of God. We stop working against the grace of God that is given to us. We begin to hunger for God. We begin to desire God. We begin to desire to walk in His ways. We begin to have an interest in the things of God. We begin to be committed, to be involved, to be useful and be usable and be obedient to God. Is that you? Are you that kind of a Christian? Someone cherishing this work of God in his heart. Someone planning his time perfectly and putting God first. Someone planning his or her time or putting his priorities right. Is our spiritual life the first thing in our life? Is it so important that we put our spiritual life first, the life of the church first? Mzalwane, we're both physically involved, spiritually involved. Because God is at work. This corporate worship is for us because God is at work. We come together for the sake of the fact that God is at work. We must be sanctified by God together through His word, by the reading of His word, the preaching of His word, the praying of His word, the singing of His word that takes place in this church. We need to be praying together, singing the psalms and the hymns together, remaining in the love of God together, living in the love of God and united as a church. So, the work is in you. Not something that is done on the outside. It is something that is in us. And something that is in us must come out and be seen. I must have the joy as the teacher, I must have the joy as the leader of the church, seeing people growing spiritually because something is coming out of them, something that is put in them is now showing out. They're involved in the church, committed in the church, faithful in the Lord, obedient in the word of God, usable by God, involved in the life of the church. So, when this life of God is in you, when this work is in you, you do things from the bottom of your heart, without compulsion, but with love and great joy. The third thing that we must see in this verse that we have read this morning, that he who has begun a good thing in you will bring it to completion at the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing is that this work of God that he has begun in us, this work that is in us, is a work that is in progress. It's a work that is incomplete yet. I'm not saying your salvation is not complete. I'm saying that God is standing and molding you and molding your character, bringing you to the image of Christ completely. And that can only happen, John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them, O God. Sanctify them, my Father, through your word. For your word is truth. By the preaching, the listening, the reading, the singing, the praying of the word of God can only grow us in the Lord.
John uthi bahlwenge baba njengoba wena uhlwengekile lokho kusho ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu uyohlala njalo esebenza kuba sifane nendodana yakhe.
I remember when I grew up, when I was still young, let me put it that way, my mother used to love to bake bread from the oven.
Umama akhe ke bekathanda ukuthi abhake isinkwa from the oven.
And this bread will take 1.5 hours to bake correctly. So we will sit there and watch very carefully to the clock, because the oven, we didn't have the timer, so we'll be setting our eyes to the clock and see whether the bread is right, so that the bread is not overcooked or burnt, or so that the bread is not taken out of the oven before it is ready. And just imagine you watching that, and you just go and try to drink water. Someone else, he comes 30 minutes before the bread is ready. He opens the oven.
Ungakhumbula ukuthi mhlambe ke uphazanyise ngokuthile bese umuntu uyafika uvula le oven ayivule leli lesinkwa osibhakayo singakavuthwa.
What happens to the bread?
Kwenzakalani
ngale. It gets spoiled. It shrinks.
Siyamoshakala.
So you defeat the purpose of baking.
Bese ke le nhloso yokubhaka imoshakele.
So in other words, my friend, we are in the hands of God being baked like bread. So we must remain in the oven until a perfect time for the bread to be used and to be useful.
Lokho-ke kusho ukuthi sifanele sihlale ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu asibhake njengekuku esize siphelele.
So we cannot expect to progress in our spiritual life, my friends, by sitting at home and watching the tell live version.
Angeke sikwazi ukuthi sihlale ekhaya bese sibukela o-television.
Tell live version.
Lokhu kutsho ukuthi lento etshela amanga.
Good. You cannot grow. Those friends of us who has gone back to the left, to the world.
Laba ba hlobo bethu ababuyele emuva.
We've got a reason to pray for.
Sinesizathu sokuthi sibakhulekele.
They were in the oven.
Bebase ovenini.
Then they just opened and jumped out.
Bavula bafuna.
But we are saying, if God begins a good work, God continues this good work.
Uba uNkulunkulu eqala umsebenzi.
So you are sitting here because we are God's work.
Sihleli la ngoba singumsebenzi wezandla zakaNkulunkulu.
So he is spending some time in molding us as a church, spending some time in molding us to the image of Christ as individuals, preparing us for his glory.
Uhlale njalo esebenza kithina, esebenza ukuba sifane nendodana
yakhe. Like an infant. We need to be fed the right spiritual food. Like others, we need to eat the right food so that we stay alive. What happens when you don't eat food for many days? You die. What happens when you eat from the garbage for 1 week? You get sick or you die. What happens when a small infant, a small baby, eats food for others? You get malnutrition. And when you are an adult, you're eating purity food for the children, you get malnutrition. So you must remain in the Lord, or you shall be spiritually dead, my friends. Because we are God's work, and this work is in progress. We cannot allow the devil to steal our joy because of some discouragement that we have in the church, discouragement that we have as persons. He might be reminding us of some sins. He might be reminding us of the things we have done. But praise be the Lord, we know that God has sent His Son to die at the cross, that this sin may be removed from us. So we will not allow the devil to cause us to stumble. For God has begun a good work. And this work is in progress. The fourth point that I want to draw from this verse. That he who has begun a good thing will bring it to completion at the end or at the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. A good work in you. And this is the very great encouragement that I want to bring this morning. God will bring this work to completion. This work will be completed. This is a guarantee from the apostle saying, I'm confident in the Lord that the work that is in progress, the work that is in you, will come to completion, whether hell likes it or not. This is the greatest encouragement, my friend, because it tells us that God begins something and God completes something. He saves us. We don't save ourselves. That's why we are not lost. Because we are saved by God. Then sanctify us through His word. We come to church, we are molded. We get committed, obedient, involved, usable, available. Then His purpose at the end is to bring everything to completion, that we may be brought to our final destination when Jesus Christ appears.
Bese-ke siyafika ekupheleliseni kwakho konke lapho siyosindiswa khona.
God has the power.
UNkulunkulu unamandla
to keep us.
Ukusigcina.
God has the power to finish the work that He has started in you. Has the power to finish the work that He has started in this place. Has the power to finish the work that He has started in this small gathering.
Unamandla wokufeza wonke umsebenzi awuqalile, whether kuleli bandla empilweni yakho nanoma kule ndawo.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 7 it says, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the beloved.
Arera esale pele gore ka Jesu Kriste ke bana ba hae go ya ka go rata ga hae ke ka go gafa ga hae e le gore re go ritse mahau o tlo le hang wa hae o a re ha we tseng ka wona ka mora wa hae ya ratwa
Modimo o re hetse
Nkulunkulu sketile
God has chosen us.
Nkulunkulu,
the work has begun because God wanted the work to begin. God is continuing this work because it is work that is He has begun. Now, it says, He shall bring it to completion. So He starts something that He will finish. Unlike me and you, my friend, we started so many things that we don't finish. And sometimes we think of starting things and we end up by thinking we never even start. That is why those who begin their own salvation, they fail. That is why the Bible says, unless God builds the house, those who build are building in vain. So what we learn, my friends, that God saves us and He keeps us. He does not save us and leave us to ourselves, to progress ourselves, to grow ourselves. But His love, He cares. Ultando futhi nobubele futhi uyanakekela. So He placed us in a community of believers. We are saved and placed in a community of believers.
Siyasindiswa futhi sibekwe kule community yabazalwane.
We are not saved to stay at home. We are not saved to put other things first, but Christ. In the community of believers, where we are responsible to God together, where we are responsible to one another,
sinikezele izimpilo zethu omunye komunye.
Where we pray together. Where we worship God together. Where we listen to the word of God together. Where we support the ministry of the word together. Where we share the gospel to other people together. Because He has begun the good work in us and He shall bring it to completion. He is an unchanging God. He begins and He finishes. So His word is true. His promises are true. His work will stand the test of time. His work cannot be distracted by man. His work cannot be destroyed by the devil. So if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have turned away from your sin, if you have come to Christ by faith and repentance, you will persevere till to the end. You will be preserved by God. Because God will never give up on the work that He has begun in this place, in your life. He may take His time, but He will never abandon the work that He has begun in you. He will never abandon the work that He has begun in this church, in this place as an olive branch, so corrupt and confused. So Paul says he's got confidence in the Lord, teaching us that we must have confidence in the Lord, because God is at work. Regardless of what we see, God is at work. Regardless of what people say, God is at work. Regardless of what we feel, God is at work. Few questions for you, my friends. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the church? Do you love the gospel? Are you committed? Are you supportive? Are you available? Are you usable by God? Are you faithful? Are you obedient? Are you willing to forsake other things that stand in your way? Things that disrupt the gospel and the work that is in you? Are you able to put those things away? Forsaking the love of the world. The joy that you may find in this world. For the sake of the gospel. Is your commitment evident in the life of this church? Do you cherish the fact that God is love and loves you? Because He has begun a good work, He continues this good work, you are your own witnesses, and He says He shall complete this work. Is your commitment evident? Or there is something greater out there, something better than Jesus that we choose to do. Something that leads you, it leads you to work against the grace of God. Has your faith led to the life of fellowship? Is the day of the Lord, when you think about Sunday, is that something that makes sense to you, something that you long for each and every day? Is the word of God something that is of your daily devotion, of your daily meditation? Ask yourself the question. Am I part of this work of God? Has this work of God begun in me? Am I doing something in this life? Am I doing something in my life, in the life of this church, to reflect the evidences that God has begun a good work in me? Because He's faithful, He gives us assurance, He gives us the confidence, He begins the good work, He finishes the good work. Because He loves the work that He has begun. Do we love the work that the Lord has begun? That's the question. Am I part of this work? Am I committed? Am I supportive? Am I available? Am I usable? God is love.
Unkulunkulu uluthando.
That is what we mean when we say God is at work. The work of salvation in the lives of the people. People proclaiming the gospel, people defending the gospel, people partnering in the work of grace. Is that us? Are willing to be those people? I pray the Lord that He may soften our hearts. He may encourage us to continue and look away from any discouragement. And continue to preach the word. As hostile as the hearts of the people are in this place. But if God begins a good work, God will finish the good work. That's what keeps me going, my friend. He will begin a good work and He will finish. Once He begins, He finishes. It gives me joy. Let it be your joy. You don't have to stress. You must just be committed. God is at work. Let's pray. Now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all times and now and forever. Amen.